Welcome to the Grow in God's Love program, The Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as sons and daughters of Almighty God are gathered as the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. In thanksgiving and in return of His great love and mercy, Jesus died on the cross for our salvation and waiting on us to guide us and teach us His truth of love and mercy. We proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection, the blessing salvation message, and evangelize God's people to follow Jesus Christ, in order to prepare all of our hearts to be holy and perfect so we can enter the kingdom of heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim the eternal, life-giving Word of God in order to feed and tend God's people. Witness Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Help God's people to follow Jesus Christ, the way of the cross, which is the holy journey to heaven, according to the teachings of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, to enter the kingdom of God, based on Almighty God, our eternal Father's master plan, according to His holy will, so that those who are baptized will grow more in holiness and get closer to God. Those who do not know Jesus Christ will get to know Him, so they also will have great hope of salvation in eternal life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, during this holy journey to heaven, Jesus will teach us to truly love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and with all our strength, and love one another, so we will be purified and sanctified to become holy and perfect with the Most Holy Trinity's love, in order to prepare our hearts to be united with God and one another. By the power of the Holy Spirit, through our baptism, we as children of Almighty God are obligated, and it is our duty, to willingly take responsibility to respond to His holy call to love Almighty God, our Eternal Father, and one another in order to become holy and perfect, and to teach and discipline future generations with Almighty God, our Eternal Father's merciful love. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we as children of Almighty God are striving to grow in holiness as the body of Jesus Christ within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. As Jesus said, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it." The foundation of the Holy Roman Catholic Church is the seven holy sacraments. Through these holy sacraments, we as a church grow in God's holy love in order to enter the kingdom of heaven with the help of our true mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, and all the saints and angels. We come to do God's holy will by loving God and one another, to serve God and His people, all mankind, nations and languages, and every age, for all of our salvation, and for Almighty God, our Eternal Father's glory alone. Let us read now from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 21 to 30. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of Him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from His mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum. And he said, Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we're so grateful to God that you can be with us. And we'd like to let you know that you can hear this broadcast right now on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choosing Listen to WNWI.
Today we continue our program from last week. As you listen, may God bless you. Please reintroduce yourselves.
God's blessings. This is Judy.
This is Mary.
God's blessings and good day. This is Rosie.
This is Monica.
God's blessings and love to you. This is Diane.
I'm Carla.
And I'm John.
And we encourage you now to please go get your Bible and read the scriptures along with us as you listen to the program.
Monica, when we were talking about prayer and how we can pray for other people, that is a very good way to love someone else, is to pray for them. We can pray for them daily, and this is a true gift. This is a gift that you're giving to that other person, and they don't even know that you're praying for them. That's a true gift. You give something and you expect absolutely nothing back in return, not even a thank you. And so how this is just one example on how we can love others and just embrace them in prayer. And what I have experienced when I have done that is that one person actually said to me one day, I don't know, there's something different about you, Diane. You've really changed. I don't know what it is. I hadn't even said a word. And I know what it, through the prayers, I was, you know, embracing this person, but then also I was cleaning out the litter in my heart, you know, maybe the unkind things that I had against that person were melting away through God's holy love.
Diane, in your speaking of this, it just reminds me of another blessing that I know I have received and want to, you know, to more put into practice. Is there's a line from St. Augustine that is very precious to me, and it's that, you know, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. That Jesus is that pearl of great price. He is the lover of our souls. He is the one that we want to draw people to, you know, and our human love, you know, just tends to be selfish, is what I know, and I have, you know, I need to get rid of all of that from my heart and let God, you know, put that holy love in so that we draw people to Jesus, because he's the only one that can satisfy their hearts, our loved ones' hearts, and all people's hearts. Only Jesus, you know, can fill our hearts.
And even with Jesus, you know, God sent his only son, Jesus, to the world. And what does Jesus do but leads us back to God? You know, and we are supposed to imitate Jesus Christ. And so when we're talking about love, it's if we truly love somebody, then our desire for that person is going to be to bring them back to God. And we do that through Jesus Christ, his only son, because he's going to lead them back to God. And so, yeah, the prayer, praying for people, and, you know, it's true, you start to, your relationships start to change because you at least for myself, I don't get so worried about the emotional feeling that I might have when I'm around a certain person, because, you know, that's not important. And, you know, we're to love everybody, whether or not we like them all the same way is irrelevant. And we need to get past ourselves. And so, you know, I use every relationship that I come into contact with as a measuring stick, or it shows me, you know, where am I at with my love? Can I swallow my pride and not respond to somebody if they come out and say something against me? But God puts these people in our lives to help us to grow into holy love. So, you know, even though we may not get along with somebody, or somebody might rub us the wrong way, you know, these are all little things that God does for us to help us to grow spiritually. You know, and that's how our lifetime journey works.
Yeah, I think God also is humbling me and putting situations in my life every day of how much love can I show other people. I mean, I think about every day I have interesting situations that God has put in front of me, and every day is very, very different. And God is asking me, can I love that person? And it's very much a challenge for me, is to love that holy love. God's always revealing to me how far I have to go every single day, how far I have to go, that I am a great sinner, and that I need to humble myself before Him, saying, God, I am a sinner. Please show me the way and help me to love. Help me to really love and to love all people with God's love. And it is a challenge for me. And God reveals, and I think before the mission, I was not even aware of that. I really was not aware of even my responses to people, how I would react to other people. And now, every response that I give to someone, God is revealing to me. And God has made me aware of what I am saying and doing. And so I keep asking God and going before God every day, saying, God, I am a sinner. Please show me your way, your holy way to love. You know, and that's why God puts the people in front of us every day to show us. And that's that narrow path. And if we desire that narrow path, God will continuously show us the way He wants us to go. And it's a challenge, but yet, are we going to embrace it? And so I have to keep saying, yes, God, in the most stressful periods of my day, can I say, God, I love you more? When I would rather say, no, I don't want to love this person right now. Can I say, God, I love you more, and can I show that holy love? So, you know, I just thank God for those opportunities, because that's where I'm at, and that's why He shows me what I need to do. It's loving God, but then loving our neighbor. And I think what the mission has taught me, the Holy Trinity Blessed Mission has taught me, is that the more I go into prayer, the quiet prayer, and give myself my time to God, then God prepares me for those times, and He helps me through that. But it's only if I can give my time to God. Before that, I was never aware of all these things, and now I am, of how I respond to other people.
I know what you're saying, Monica, because even in my thoughts, since joining Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, now when I think about, well, what am I going to say to this person? And sometimes I just start rattling on and on. I thought, uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that, or shouldn't have done this and that. And now I'm much more aware of when I meet someone, you know, what am I saying, you know, and what am I doing? Who am I presenting? You know, am I presenting Christ to them, or am I presenting this human person, you know, with all our faults and everything, and too, and it has made me more aware of my sins, and to, when I do something wrong, then I say, oh, God, forgive me, you know, and I repent right away, you know, and try to go on and do better.
It's not like being hard on yourself. It's not like being critical. It's like a gift from God. That's how, I think, through the mission, that's how we look at it. It's not that we're trying to be hard on ourselves. We're thanking God when God presents this to us, and whoa, we have to step back and say, oh, you know, am I bringing God's holy love here, or am I bringing my human reaction and my human temperament and through that, you know, the sins? And thank God that we're coming to this point, and we know that what is coming out of us is still in our heart, and we want, and we've heard that word quite a few times. We desire God's holy love in our heart, and we want that holy love in our heart, and so thank God, God shows us what's still there. You know, and then we can repent. We can repent. Thank you, God. And we do repent. I know myself just countless times during the day. And so God is truly blessing us.
I'd like to turn to James 3, verses 6 through 10. Because it's those words that we say that can get us into trouble. James 3, verses 6 through 10. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is an unrighteous world among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the cycle of nature, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed, and has been tamed by humankind. But no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be. And so God reveals to us that everything we say, we need to be more concerned about blessing the Lord and Father than ever hurting another person. And so, you know, once we do, and we know we're human and that we sin, we repent. And like you said, we don't beat ourselves up, but we know that God reveals to us when we are not being loving people with that holy love. And so that tongue can be a fire, and we have to be very cautious of what we say to other people. And Diane, earlier you said it, that about being silent, it is sometimes more difficult to be silent and to be in prayer than opening our mouths. And so that blessing God, the Lord and Father, as it says in verse 9, if we want to bless the Lord and Father, to be silent and to be blessing our God instead of saying something we should not be saying. And so it's God just continuously reveals to us what we must do. And I know this scripture comes to me a lot, like, just keep quiet, Monica. Just keep quiet. And only out of love open your mouth instead of something that should not be coming out of my mouth.
In reading these scriptures, what came to my heart, too, was John 15, the vine and the branches. And just starting with verse 4, it says, "Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing." And I think that's for me, that's been a hard lesson to keep. I have to keep learning that over and over again, how pitiful and powerless I am. And that only as I let Jesus live in my heart can that love come out. You know, only God is good. And so, you know, just to me, my prayer time and going to Mass, that's the most important things of my day. Because without that, I have no power. I have no strength. I have, you know, nothing to give. And, you know, just to learn more and more, you know, how helpless I am, you know, to live. We cannot walk this spiritual journey in the flesh. And that's a hard lesson, seems like, for me to learn. I have to keep, you know, repenting. I keep falling, and I have to keep repenting and begging God's mercy and forgiveness and his grace, because that's the only way. Just like in the scripture about the rich young man, where Jesus, you know, the disciples say, "Well, then who can be saved, Lord?" And Jesus says, "It's impossible for man, but with God all things are possible." And, you know, that just makes my heart well up with praise for God, because, you know, he is mighty and he can do all things. So, you know, it's such a blessing, you know.
And what you're saying is so true, because I know for myself that if I start to slip, or if I miss my prayer, or if I miss a day or two of reading God's word, I start to slip back into my old ways. And, you know, how can I go through life if I don't stay connected to God's word and keep taking in God's word? Then I'm taking in the world, and then that's what's going to come right back out. And then I slip, and before you know it, I'm off on a tangent. I'm not on the narrow path anymore, you know, and I have to come back and I have to repent. So the quiet prayer in the reading scripture is so important, you know, and that's something I never knew before coming to the mission. Sunday Mass, it was like clock in and clock out. Okay, I did my duty for the week. Now I'm good.
Look at the joy now. Look at the difference. The joy you have now of wanting or desiring to go to Mass. It's a beautiful gift.
Going back to that scripture, Judy, that you read of the vine and the branches, in it, God is the one who prunes us. And so the closer we get to God, he's the one who prunes us. And God is calling us to this holy love, and so are we going to accept everything that God has given us in our day? And then he will take that and he will prune us. He will prune our souls to his likeness. I keep thinking that is what God has called each one of us to be, in his likeness. And so we want God to purify our hearts and sanctify our hearts. That verse, the very last verse that you had read, it says, "For apart from me, you can do nothing." Only through God. And so in this Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, we have learned to totally trust in God, to do his will, and he will do it. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And so it's completely giving to God. So all those times that we are struggling, like you said, John, if we even walk away from quiet prayer, we find that we're falling, and it's that coming back to God and repenting of the times that I'm not giving to God. You want to come back to God, that connection that we have with God, so he will continuously purify our hearts. And I know myself that if I don't give my time to God in quiet prayer, I also find myself falling. And so I always have to stay connected with his holy word.
You know, we sometimes will have retreats, and I always know for myself, after a weekend retreat or a one-day retreat, you know, my heart is on fire, and I just want to just go. And it never fails, you know, as the week goes on, that fire kind of goes down, and it goes down, and it goes down. You know, and I think about, you know, well, how did it get so high? Well, you just spent an entire day listening to God's word and receiving, you know, if we have Mass that day, receiving Eucharist. You know, that should be our life, mm-hmm. every day. You know, but yet, you know, I don't spend enough time reading Scripture. You know, and wouldn't it be so easy to walk on this journey if we just kept ourselves up at that level? Mm-hmm. I know for me, it would just be, I could do anything, mm-hmm. because you have God in your heart. You just mm-hmm. take in so much of God. So just the power of the Word.
You shared about Mass, going to Mass, and that took me to Psalm 51. And Psalm 51, let me see, verse 18. Well, if we could start with 17. "Lord, open my lips, my mouth will proclaim your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, a burnt offering you would not accept." And you know, I mean, God's not some person up there with a big whip and saying, "Now you'll do this and now you'll do that." He wants us to have a willing spirit and to choose to come. And so... Verse 19, "My sacrifice, God, is a broken spirit." So when we repent of this and we tell God how sorry we are, God has opened our eyes and he's allowed us to see. And now we repent, you know. And God, do not spurn a broken humbled heart. And when we recognize where, you know, what we have done, and we come before Almighty God, our Father, you know, repenting, and God will, if we go back to verse 12, clean heart create for me, God, and renew me a steadfast spirit. God will do that. And I just, when you said that, it just reminded me so much of, you know, carrying a kind of a burden and thinking that I'm here at Mass and, oh, look how good I am, and kind of where I've come from, that kind of hypocritical, well, I'm still there, I have a long way to go, but God showed that to me, and then he did instill that desire in my heart, and I just, you know, forever in amazement, and all I can do is just say thank you, God. It just amazes me sometimes when I think, like, what we've heard already about being, you know, a sinner, and where our hearts, you know, were, and to just to think that Almighty God would call us and cherish us in this manner, and it is a true example of with God nothing is impossible.
You know, when I look back at where I was before the invitation to come to Love Holy Trinity and really the revival of my Catholic faith, you know, I took so many things for granted. And I just assumed, you know, God is a loving God. It doesn't, what I do or where I'm at doesn't matter, because, you know, he's not going to condemn me to hell because he loves me. And, you know, since I've been in the mission and the things that God has revealed to my heart, you know, it scares me when I look back at how I treated my life and how I treated my faith. And when I read verse 13, and it says, "Do not drive me from your presence, nor take from me your Holy Spirit." You know, it just sends chills down my spine to think at how I took everything for granted. And I just assumed that my salvation was already secure. You know, but as you read through Scripture, there's so much more there. That, yeah, we do have some things that we need to do, and we do need to look into our hearts and repent for our sinfulness. And, you know, I just look at how arrogant I was and how I thought, you know, I'm okay, I'm a good person. I treat people nice, and, you know, people like me. So I just assumed that I was okay. And, you know, I see now that that is so not true, and I see how I am such a sinner.
That's a blessing in itself, John, to have that holy fear that we do not want to offend God, because, like you said, I thought before the mission, too, that I was a good person. But then as Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission has revealed to me is that how am I offending God, and do I have that holy fear of God? Right. Do I have that holy fear of God? Do I realize that I do offend God? And so when I look at that scripture that was just read in Psalm 51 and verse 12, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me." What is God doing in my heart? He's cleaning up my heart. He's revealing to me what I need to clean up. And then he's putting a new and right spirit within me. And that's only because I am opening my heart to God, and God is the one who is doing it. And then what you read, John, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not that Holy Spirit from me." That is, once again, like you said, that holy fear. We don't want the Holy Spirit of God to be taken away from us. Our eyes are set on heaven. And we want not only our own souls, but we want others to come and to go to heaven also. And so our focus now is on God, and we don't want to offend God, so that's why we repent. That's why we go to the sacrament of reconciliation. And when we sit before God in the Holy Word, God reveals to us our sin. And then That is that holy fear that we don't offend God. We want to clean up our hearts and our souls for God, and we want all people to experience that also. So it's looking at life totally different than before the mission. Now I see what I'm doing that offends God, and I tell God I'm sorry, and I go to the sacrament reconciliation, and it isn't just that once a year type thing. I have that desire to go to that sacrament many times because I am offending God, and I want to have that clean heart. You know, only God can put that in our hearts, though. He can reveal that to us. So when we ask God to be with us and to create that clean heart, we're asking God to take away all those things that are offending Him and to give us that new spirit of life, that joy that we experience. But coming before Him, He puts that new and right spirit within us. I look at the sacrament of reconciliation a totally different way. It isn't like when I was a little girl and I rattled off those little sins. Now God reveals to me what I need to do to clean up my heart. And so that sacrament is very precious to me. I'd like us to turn to Romans 8, verses 5 and 6. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind in the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Now I look at that scripture and I think about, you know, God keeps revealing to me what I must do to live in the Spirit, and that every time I repent of my sinful ways, I want to live in the Spirit, and the Spirit brings me life and peace, and that's what it says in verse 6. But to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. So yes, I do take the sacrament of reconciliation into my heart, because that is such a powerful sacrament to go before our Lord and say, Lord, I don't want to live according to my flesh. I want to live according to the Spirit. And so God keeps calling me and keeps revealing to me what I must do to live according to the Spirit. And then once I do that, what I'm doing is I'm setting my mind and my heart on heaven, where I want to be with God. And so there's a reason why we have that sacrament of reconciliation, to rid ourselves of those sins so that our minds are set on God and heaven. And so that's why we have that sacrament right before us.
This verse right away brings to my heart the sword and the separation. You know, the sword cuts right through that, and the separation of good and evil. And the Word of God is that sword. And we started out talking about how crucial this Word of God is. And so you take the Word of God in, you are taking God into your heart. You are taking Jesus into your heart. And you're taking that sword into your heart. And the sword will separate the things of the flesh and the things of the Spirit. And with God, all of this is possible. With us, we have to be that willing spirit again. We have to do our part. Our part is to pick up the Bible, open it up, use our senses to read, and take it in. We have to take it in. That's our part. And then Almighty God will do the work. And if we could just come so humbly before Him and say, here I am, Lord. You have to do that. You have to pick up the book. You have to place it on the table and just open it up and then start to read. And by doing that, God can and will do the work. It's just when we do finally look at it, it is pretty much very simple. But it does take a little effort and a little humility and time. You know, how do we want to spend our time? We can do so many things in our world today. I mean, we have an abundance of what we can do in this world. But how are we going to spend this precious time that we have? Which, as you get older, what I'm noticing, it's sure going by awful fast. Every day goes by just a little quicker. And so how are we using this valuable gift that God has given us, time here on earth? And are we using it to our eternal salvation benefit? Or are we, you know, going for what is going to fade away? I know that years ago I used to think, if only I could have a new car, I sure would be happy. If I could only have that, a bigger house, that would be great. And I would get those things, and then shortly after that, you're desiring something else that's going to make you happy. Through the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, what God taught me is nothing from the world can really make me happy. It's all so ever fleeting. It comes and goes so quickly. But God's holy love stays with you. And the purification of your spirit, your spirit, and making it holy, preparing that preparation for eternal salvation, that is what you're going to take with you. And that is what is so important and so crucial. So God's given us these instructions. And just open up the Bible and take in His beautiful word.
We're taught so many times that, you know, we cannot serve two masters. You know, we're going to love one and hate the other, or vice versa. And when we talk about that on our spiritual journey, you know, so many of us know that we can't have it both ways. We can't serve God and also try and serve our worldly desires, because they're a conflict with one another. And, you know, if we continue reading in Romans chapter 8 with verse 7, "For the concern of the flesh is hostility toward God. It does not submit to the law of God, nor can it. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God." You know, and each one of us in this room today, that is our desire. You know, our desire is to please God and not to live by the flesh. And, you know, we're still human beings, and we are not, I can only speak for myself, I'm not purified yet, you know, but the desire to serve the Spirit and not to serve the flesh, you know, that has something that has changed in the heart, you know, and it wasn't always that way. But, you know, that's what the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission has done for me, that weekly feeding and reading the Word, you know, your desires change. You know, and it changes from the physical to the spiritual, you know, and that, to me, that's just a gift from God and the Holy Spirit, because I know that if it were up to me, I would be seeking and trying to satisfy my worldly desires. But because God has changed the desire in my heart, you know, that's not the case. I seek God first, and not so much worry about the flesh.
What you're speaking of, there's a verse later on in chapter 8 of Romans. It's verse 13. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live."
And I look at the saints that went before us, that's exactly what they did. They learned how to deny themselves and focus only on God. And so, you know, God's calling each one of us to love Him above all. What does that mean then? Well, it means not to be selfish, like we talked about earlier, but love God above all, right? Love God. And so after a while, when you're focusing on God, you're not even concerned about the things of the flesh. You want to please God. In that verse, 8 it says, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And to me that is great hope, is that we live according to the Spirit, then we're going to focus on God. We want to please God. We want to desire God and bring others to God. And that's our focus. And that's what Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission is about, is not only denying ourselves and loving God, but bringing others to God. And so our whole focus is on Jesus Christ and bringing others to Jesus Christ. And that's what will please God. And that's where our hearts will be, to please God. It speaks right to my heart, as to keep focused on God, God alone, and not be so worried about the flesh, but be more concerned about pleasing God. And then we will have that life and peace that it says in that scripture.
You know, even coming here today, you know, I'm sure all of us, there's things that we could be doing, other things that we could be doing, you know, but to have the opportunity to take some time out of our day, you know, in a sense, that's dying to the flesh. And we're coming here together and we're sharing with one another, you know, what's going on with our spiritual journeys. And, you know, for me, it's encouraging when I sit back and I listen. And, you know, I see other people go through the same things that I'm going through on my spiritual journey. You know, and to be able to share that, you know, I can't help but think that that's got to be very pleasing to God, you know. And that's it's just another way that we can, you know, live by the Spirit. And we come together, even with this radio program, and we're breaking open the Word, and we're sharing God's Word with each other and with all the people listening. You know, and that's why we're here, to share that with other people.
And I think, John, we also have to realize that we take our burdens to Christ, and He will make it easier for us. But it's hard for me anyway. I speak for myself, because I really struggle sometimes. You know, with especially with the children and grandchildren. You know, you like to do things this way for them and that way for them and stuff like this. But God says, put me first. And so this is, it's just sometimes a real struggle with, you know, the things of this world.
Rosie, I like to read a couple other verses from this same scripture that we were just reading. It's so powerful. Verse 11 and 12. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through His Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. And I understand, Rosie, what you're saying, because, you know, it's a struggle for me too. I have 12 grandchildren, and sometimes it is a struggle, you know, to put God first. And I want to do that too. You know, we were all sharing how we have that holy desire now because the truth has been spoken to us. And this scripture, I think, is so awesome, because it's saying, you know, here, Jesus, He's been victorious. He has won the victory for us. And our flesh keeps wanting to say, oh, you can't do it. This is too hard. You know, like, but that scripture is saying, brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. We have, you know, had a Savior come into our life who is victorious, and the victory is won. I love that line in the scripture where it says, but brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. You know, we have that free will that we can choose to live according to the Spirit. And then it's only with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us that we have the power to do that. And so, to me, that's so empowering, you know, to really realize that, because it's the faith in God's Word that it's true. It's true. The victory's been won. So then, you know, we have the power to walk in it.
You know, and that's where when we talk about, we have this spiritual battle. Each one of us has a spiritual battle going on. We have the flesh, well, you really should stay home tonight, or you don't really need to go down, you know, you're tired today, you should take it easy. And then you have the spirit, you know, that is a spiritual battle that goes on inside of us every single day, you know, and how important it is for us to start out, like we had talked about before, with God's holy word, to start our day that way so that we feed that spirit. And, you know, that gives us just the strength to, you know, choose the right way and to say no to the desire of the flesh and to say yes to God. You know, without that spiritual feeding and without receiving the Eucharist, we would not have the strength to take on that battle.
I know what you're saying, John, because I know for me, sometimes, like I said, it's really a struggle. And if it weren't for God taking care of these things, I would quickly fall away. That's why I have to stay every day, you know, try to go to Mass, you know, and stay in His Word, because that's where I get my strength from, because otherwise I know I would surely fall.
If we try to do it, I mean, if we're relying on ourselves, we're just not going to make it. But if we rely on God, with God, nothing is impossible.
I'd like to share a scripture from Mark. This is starting in verse 5 with verse 21. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. And then I'm going to go down to verse 35. While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." And it goes on, and the child is raised from the dead. We know that. But, you know, Jesus is saying, do not be afraid. Just have faith. And that's just so important in our holy journey, is that do not be afraid. Just have faith. And, you know, and to listen to Jesus. And, you know, He will bring us through. Like you were saying, Diane, you know, if we rely on ourselves, we aren't going to make it. But if we have faith and trust in Jesus, we will make it.
And you think about Jesus Christ Himself as the one who showed us the way. Think about all the things He went through from when He was born, His early childhood, to when He suffered and died. Where was His focus the whole time? Doing the will of the Almighty Father, right? Mm-hmm. His focus was always on doing the will of God, always, to show us the way. And that we have learned in the mission that it's not going to be easy, like you said, but at the same time, where's our focus? Our focus is on God. And so that's our blessing right there. And so when our focus is only on God, all those other things, even the suffering part, doesn't matter as much because your focus is on God. We're giving glory to God. What will Jesus do? Show us the way. And that's that journey that we're on. And Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission has showed us to keep on this journey, we must follow Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is our example, our model. He is the one who will show us the way. And so I keep thinking of that. You know, when you said that, is to have that faith. Even in those most difficult times, is to have that faith and trust in Jesus. He will show us the way. He will show us the will of the Father. And so, you know, that's our blessing also.
I think that's too what I've learned, especially in the Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, is that we've learned about quiet prayer. You know, through the quiet prayer, you grow in the faith to trust, and you make that spiritual connection with the Holy Spirit through the quiet prayer. That gives us the faith that we can, we know that the Spirit of God is living with us, and we know that when we go out, we can actually experience God's joy and peace within our hearts. So that does take away a lot of fear, even though it's a continual growing process. You become more and more aware of how much God really does love us. And we thank God for the Roman Catholic Church and the sacraments and all the blessings we receive from the Catholic Church.
Mary, what you're saying reminds me, too, of another such an important lesson that I have begun to learn through Love, Holy Trinity, Blessed Mission, and that's perseverance. And I remember on one retreat, I just had found in my notes where it was, you know, taught to us that no matter what you're going through, never give up, never give up. And anybody that is listening to us right now, you know, may be going through difficult times. And we all know we'll go through difficult times in this life, whether we're following Jesus or not. but to turn to Jesus and never give up. That is just such an important message that I have, you know, begun to learn, you know, through this blessed mission.
I think referring to quiet prayer in the Gospel of Mark 6, verse 30, it speaks the return of the 12. It says, "The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. He said to them, 'Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while.' People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they themselves went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them." So there again, it speaks of this necessity to go off to a quiet place and listen to Jesus and his words.
You know, talking about the perseverance and, you know, this journey sometimes can seem, it can become difficult, you know, and I know for myself it's because I make it difficult, and it becomes hard when I'm not staying connected to the word as I should be. You know, and I recognize that now where when I'm having difficulties or I'm becoming hard on myself or getting down on myself, I know that it's because I'm not staying in the word enough, and my focus is I'm starting to kind of look away from Jesus, and I'm starting to look at myself. But there is a scripture in Hebrews that talks about perseverance, and it's Hebrews chapter 12, and it's verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross." You know, and throughout our meeting today, you know, we're talking so much about how Jesus was that example for us. And, you know, if we just follow in his footsteps, you know, he showed us, yes, we are going to fall. Yes, there are going to be hard times, but just, you know, stay focused and keep your eyes focused on me. And just, if I fall, I know, pick myself up and start walking again, and just persevere and keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. You know, and that, just knowing that and reading that, it gives me the strength and the encouragement to keep walking forward and to not give up. You know, and then also to be surrounded with so many other people in Love Holy Trinity that are doing the same thing, that are walking the same journey. I'm not by myself. You know, I have so many people around me that they themselves can become a witness to me. You know, when I hear of somebody going through a struggle, you know, because we all do. We all have struggles that we go through. You know, and I find so much encouragement, you know, walking this journey and knowing that I'm surrounded by so many people that are trying to follow Jesus Christ to our eternal home.
With a scripture from Hebrews 13, verses 14 and 15. "For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city which is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God." And I think about the sharing that we have done today, and that we opened up with the rich man of where's his focus? Is his focus on treasure, the treasure that God has put before him? And that it is a narrow journey, and it's a hard journey that we've talked about. It's a challenge, because if we're going to choose the world, we're going to choose God. Continuously, we have to keep focusing on God. But where's our focus? As this scripture says, "For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city which is to come." We are seeking heaven. That's what we're seeking. We're seeking to be with our God. And so through everything that we have experienced and everything we have shared today, and what Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission has given us, you know, that God has given us this great gift, we're seeking heaven. And so this mission is showing us the journey right before our eyes. And God is giving us
the Roman Catholic Church and this mission to come to his city, which is heaven. And so we just praise God for this blessing that God has given us, and we encourage and invite all people to come and taste what we have seen and what we have tasted. Praise be to God.
We truly thank and praise Almighty God that you could be with us today for the Grow in God's Love program, the Holy Journey to Heaven, offered by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. If you'd like to join the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, and find out where meetings are taking place, they are currently being held in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Or if you'd like to bring the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, into your parish, or if you'd like to subscribe to the New Life in the Holy Trinity, please call us at 773-745-0011. The number again, 773-745-0011. And you can also email us at lhtbm@lhtbm.com. Again, lhtbm@lhtbm.com. And you can also hear this broadcast on the internet at www.birach.com. That's B as in blessed, IRACH.com, and choose Listen to WNWI. And we'd like to let you know also that you can hear our past radio programs and read our past The New Life and the Holy Trinity publications at our website, www.lhtbm.com. That's www.lhtbm.com. May God bless you. Copyright 2007 by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. All rights are reserved by the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church. No part of this broadcast or any broadcast of the Grow in God's Love program, the Holy Journey to Heaven, may be used, copied, or reproduced in any manner whatsoever without written permission from the Love Holy Trinity Blessed Mission, the School of the Saints, within the Holy Roman Catholic Church.